Social media, SEO, blogging. Learn more at jtid.co.uk. Hi, welcome to this week's podcast. We're on episode number 53, and this one's called Finding Inspiration and Ideas for Your Business Blog. My name's John Tromans. I do digital marketing training in the UK, and one of the things that I spend a lot of time doing is talking about and training marketing companies, marketing departments, people, individuals, about blogging for their business. Now, I don't necessarily mean blogging as a business. So it's not like you've got a blog which is your business. I'm talking more about blogging for your business. So you might be an accountant, you could be a steelworks, you could be an e-commerce store, anything at all, and you've got a blog attached to your business website. And we're talking about writing for that and coming up with ideas for that, because there's plenty of stuff on the internet if you are a blogger. But if you're writing for your business, there's not so much there. Now, this week's podcast comes with a free PDF download of 50 ideas for a business blog post. You can download those together with 9 other tip sheets, and the link to that is in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, then make sure you subscribe. Head over to my website, which is jtid.co.uk/podcasts, and you can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud as well. All the links are there. So without further ado, let's get on with it. Let's find some inspiration. Let's find some ideas for your business blog. Okay, this first idea is probably going to be the number one place you find your ideas for new blog posts for your business blog. The number one. It's the number one idea for me, and it will be for you. It's customer questions. Okay, the things people ask you. During training sessions, I write down every question people ask me. And that question, more than often, becomes a blog post. And you can do the same thing. You can look at the questions, look at the idea, look at the things which your customers say to you. Well, what are they asking you? How do I do this? What happens when I buy this from you? What is it? Any question. Talk to the sales team. What's the most common questions the sales team hear about your products or your services? If you've got a customer support team, maybe spend a few hours sitting in with them and listening to the different questions the people are asking. Amazon have a really good take on this, that they say that any phone call they get is a failure of their website not to be able to answer the question. And in a way, this is something which you can do with your blog, particularly for a business, is that you can go into depth about the products and the services that you sell. And you can talk an awful lot about it and answer these customer questions. It might be something as simple as, how do I look after something after I've bought it? For example, if you're selling luxury Italian silk items, somebody might, you know, they're spending a lot of money on a shirt or something. They might want to know how to look after it. They're not going to bang it in the washing machine with the rest of the kit, are they? They need to know how to look after it. So this could be an idea for a blog post, how to look after the really expensive Italian silk shirt. Talk to your support team as well. Where are the pain points that your customers and clients have when they've already bought from you? And you can write blog posts about this. And the key thing is to write down all these questions. Now, not every single question will become a blog post. And you might find that 2 or 3 questions become one blog post. But what you're doing is you're writing ideas down. You might not use some of them. You might throw them away. They might be complete rubbish. But others might be absolute gold dust and be perfect for your blog. So make sure you write down all the customer questions, as they are great for blog post ideas. Right, the next one I want to talk about is using the calendar. Things happen all year round, all the time. There's holidays and seasons and saints days and national industry days. There's a national chocolate day, donut day, national bed week. Oh, you name it. There's a national something for everything. And these are the sort of things that you can be writing blog posts about. Not all the time, because it's going to end up a bit boring if you're going to be doing it's national this week and then the day after it's another one. So only do them every now and then. But they're a great idea to keep things going. Obviously, saints days, holidays, seasons. If you're in the fashion industry or the home cares industry and you're running an online store, then seasons. spring, summer, autumn, winter, look at new collections, new designs, new styles, kitting out a room for the summer or the winter, kitting out yourself for a wedding or a summer party. All these different things are ideas just around seasons. Also around holidays as well, school holidays, term times, bank holidays, national holidays, all sorts of different things. Make sure that you use the calendar really well to come up with lots and lots of ideas for new blog posts. Even if you're in a really boring industry like accountancy or something, you've got all the different points around the year when certain things have to be done, like tax returns have to be filed in, things have to be paid, and you can write about these things within your blog and talk about things within your blog. So make sure you take a good look at a calendar and spend a few hours brainstorming. Google's your friend and just do loads of searches about loads of different things and days, and do a real, have a real good brainstorming session. Write down lots and lots of ideas and then fill in your calendar. It could be a calendar on the wall, could be a Google calendar, could be on your phone, anything. It doesn't matter what it is. All that matters is that you're recording all these ideas and writing them down. So use a calendar. You'll come up with a heck of a lot of good ideas using the months of the year, the seasons, and things like that. Another good idea is to look at writing staff profiles. And staff profiles are something that can be regurgitated every few months as well, which is especially on your social media accounts, because you'll be promoting your blog posts on social media and within your mailing list. And so staff profiles is something really good. Write a profile about each member of staff. Now, you don't need to do this all the time. I would say every now and then, maybe even once every couple of months or something, just have one staff profile and rotate around the people. Obviously, when people leave, forget about it. When new people join, you write a new profile and add them to the list. But what you can do is you can put these profiles into some sort of rotation so that every 3 months or 4 months or something, somebody else's profile appears on your social media, on your mailing list, and it draws more attention to your blog and draws more attention to those posts. Because these staff profiles, unless somebody leaves, these staff profiles aren't really going to go out of date. So create something which is really interesting, but not just a boring old, this is Betty and she's the receptionist and she answers phones all day and that's it. Don't do that. You're going to bore everybody to tears. We want to know a little bit about the people. We want like a nice little profile image. We want to know what makes them tick, what hobbies and ideas, what have they done, what outstanding things have they done. You never know. Somebody might, at the age of 19 or 20, have been on stage in the London West End or something. They've done something outstanding. And write that sort of thing down on the profile. So make it a little bit more conversational, a little bit more relaxed as well, not just all businessy and stuffy and things. Write about hobbies and what makes these people tick and what they enjoy. And then add them to your rotation and bring them in. So have a good think about staff profiles. Okay, another big place to get inspiration and ideas is writing how-to articles, how-to posts. And it's almost going back to the first point about the customer questions, about how to do something, how to look after the Italian silk shirt. A how-to article doesn't necessarily how to use something. It could be how to look after something, how to fix something, how to mend something. All right, so these things, and you can build a video into them. You can put lots of images, have a nice little walkthrough about all the details. Go in depth and write all about it. About the Italian silk shirt, how do we wash the Italian silk shirt and keep it in good nick? We can do a step-by-step blog post about this. And it works really well because, again, it answers these customer questions. I was talking to somebody not long ago, doing some training with someone not long ago who makes leather goods, really good quality leather goods. And one of the things they were going to do in their blog was to put a how to look after your leather goods so they last longer. And they look fantastic all the time. And really go into depth because you can do this. I did some training with somebody years and years ago who made cast iron goods, and they had a whole section on their website about how to look after and how to repaint the cast iron bits and bobs that they made for the garden. And this was really good stuff. They got loads of hits from Google, loads of searches, loads of information. And again, you can regurgitate this sort of thing on your social media within your mailing list every few months, because it's stuff that doesn't really go out of date. How to fix something, how to mend something. And it's really good stuff, really great ideas for your blog post. It's even if you're in a boring industry, I keep calling accountants boring, but I shouldn't really, but they are really. But even if you're in a, like a financial industry, like accountancy or something, you can still do these how-to articles. Somebody might be starting up a new business. They might be a sole trader. They might have a small little company or something. And they may not really understand the processes of going through getting an accountant and getting that accountant to do their first job for them, sort their tax returns out, sort their business out and everything. So you could do a how-to. How do we, you know, what do you need to do to actually, what information do you have to bring in to us to be set up as a customer? And how are we going to, what are we going to do for you when you become a new customer? You can go into depth about the whole process of becoming a new customer for the accountant. And this sort of thing really helps because it answers lots and lots of questions. But if you're particularly within a homewares or a fashion type of industry or something, some industry that's pretty visual, try and make some videos as well and get them on YouTube, upload them for Facebook as well, and use them within your blog post, because the videos really do help and help an awful lot. How to fix things, for example, works an awful lot. I used a YouTube video not long ago on how to fix the pump on my washing machine and save myself a fortune. And I bought the pump off the company that had made the video. And that's exactly how it works. So look at how-to stuff. Great ideas for blog posts there. One thing I want to mention as well, just so we finish off, is to organise your ideas and create a content calendar. Write everything down. A content calendar is something which you ought to have. It could just be a notepad. It could be a proper calendar. It could be some sort of app. I've used Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O, before with a number of companies, Trello.com. And what you can do is you can throw ideas at Trello and just keep them there and store them there. And you can throw photographs on these ideas and files and text bits. And what it does is it stores everything in an idea, and you can add a due date for these particular ideas. If you know you want a spring-summer thing to be coming out in March, or you want a summer thing to be coming out in June, that sort of thing, you can actually set dates and then convert this into a big proper-looking calendar and see where within the month and within the year you've got to start writing new blog posts. So keeping yourself organised and creating a content calendar, putting all your ideas into something like Microsoft OneNote or Evernote or just a pen and paper, a notepad, anything at all, whatever you're comfortable with, keeping these ideas is probably going to be the best thing you do, to be honest, because you won't forget the ideas at all. Even if you're standing in the supermarket checkout one day, you might think of an idea, grab your phone, write it down on an app, and it's absolutely done, and you'll never forget that idea. So organise things, create a content calendar, and don't forget to write down all your ideas. Okay, that's it for this week's podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've got a few ideas and got a bit of inspiration for new blog posts for your business. Don't forget the download. It's a PDF download of 50 blog post ideas for businesses. Okay, attached to it is also 9 other tip sheets like SEO checklist, blog post checklist. There's also 10 essential social media tips in there as well. And there's a link to this download within the show notes of this podcast, so make sure you check that out and have a look. If you enjoyed the podcast, subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, it's all over the place. Hit that subscribe button right now and you get podcasts downloaded pretty much every single Friday. So hope you've enjoyed the podcast. If you've got any questions, any thoughts, check me out on Twitter, which is at John Tromans, J-O-N-T-R-O-M-A-N-S. And thanks for listening.